With the Bledisloe Cup now hanging in the balance, the All Blacks have taken full responsibility for the weekend's 47-26 record loss to the Wallabies, including lock Scott Barrett's red card. The teams will face off again on Saturday night at Eden Park, where the Wallabies haven't won since 1986. The All Blacks held an official review of the match this morning, and as Ravinder Hunia reports, they say they'll need an attitude adjustment if they're to retain the trophy.
Can they finish with a flourish? Bill! Bill! 47 points to 26. Job done for the men in gold.
No one was more surprised by the All Blacks' 21-point loss to the Wallabies on Saturday night than the All Blacks themselves. Hooker Dane Coles admitting today that it was a simple case of his side lacking heart for the game and passion for the black jersey.
You can see the way they played. They had a lot of hunger. They were desperate, and we didn't show that. Yeah, looking back, we maybe take it for granted. We didn't have that, mate. Like we lacked intensity. You know, we missed 20 tackles in the first 20 minutes. So just a little attitude adjustment and that desire to, you know, not let down that, not just the chance to, for the Bledisloe, but respect that All Black jersey.
While there's plenty of on-field adjustments to be made, coaching staff expressed in a review this morning that they take responsibility for the result and added the biggest change needed is attitude. And that includes the controversial red card given to lock Scott Barrett just before half-time. He was sent from the field for a shoulder charge on Wallabies skipper Michael Hooper, leaving the All Blacks a man down for the remaining 40 minutes. His fate lies in the hands of the Foul Play Committee, who are yet to rule on the incident, but teammates Sam Kane and Coles say the rule is clear.
If you're going to look at it like by the letter of the law, you could cut, you know, 20 or 30 clips probably, but I think probably what didn't help Scoot is that he had his arm, you know, cocked back rather than making an attempt to come forward.
We know the law, so we've got to just embrace it and find ways to make sure we don't smack someone in the head.
But England coach Eddie Jones feels Barrett was hard done by. England beat Wales 33-19 in a Rugby World Cup warm-up match in Twickenham this morning, which solidified the All Blacks' top spot in the world rankings, but said post-match there were inconsistent refereeing calls in their game also.
We'd need to get some consistency in that area in the game. In the World Cup, if you lose a player through a red card, as New Zealand did yesterday, it makes the game very difficult. And we saw two instances today where that could have happened. And I urge World Rugby to get some consistency in that area, because otherwise we're going to have games that are being destroyed by an inconsistent official making a decision on a rule that's not clear.
The All Blacks recognise they need a stronger game mentally rather than physical for Game 2, a high error count a testament to that approach. Also, now there's so much on the line at Eden Park. The All Blacks haven't lost in Auckland to the Wallabies in over three decades. In fact, they haven't lost there at all in 42 test matches. And with the Bledisloe Cup trophy on the line to boot, Kane believes there's no time to dwell on a poor result.
The switch flicked probably as soon as we woke up yesterday morning in Perth and we started getting into our recovery. You know, there was guys on the computers at 9 o'clock in the morning looking at their own games, and that's about looking at ways to get better. The nice part about playing at Eden Park and being here in Auckland is our second home when we're here in Auckland, and familiarity playing there and training grounds and those things that you're used to, they play a small part.
It would also mean a confident start to a Rugby World title defence in Japan, which is only 6 weeks away. Mo te hōtaka o te ahi pōnei, ko Ravinder Hunia tēnei.